Man Fredini is with us, Mr. Fix-It. You will hear him Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I hear that catching fish in Canada, pretty easy, right?
I told Drew I could have put a clothespin on the end of a piece of string and I could have caught fish. It was so fun.
Yeah, I know. It's so fun. I'm looking forward to my trip, too. Okay.
Yeah.
The questions are already coming in. So if you have a question for Lou Manfredini, 312-981-7200. Here we go, Lou. I need your help in regarding a leaky toilet. I know the toilet is leaking because it has light rust streaks. I can see very small leaks when the toilet has not been flushed. I've replaced the flapper, but don't know what else to do.
Well, there's a couple things. The flapper might be, even though you replaced it, might not be seating well. And the way to test that out is if you were to take, using the fishing analogy, but you could take a quarter and place it on top of the flapper to hold it down, a little bit of pressure, like a weight to hold it down, and see if that stops the leaking. Or check the water level. There's an overflow tube, and if that water level is way high, it should be about a half inch below the overflow tube, because that can be leaking as well. If it's still leaking, then there could be an issue with the overall flush valve, which would require you to remove the tank and replace the whole flush valve, put it back together, and you should solve the problem. Toilets are very simple devices. There's not a lot of moving parts. And so if you fix those few things, it should you should be good and not have to pull the whole toilet.
Okay. Concrete driveway and walkway to the front door needs replacement. It's 41 years old, significant sinking. Mud Jack said not a candidate for that type of repair. Plus significant cracks and flaking, years of ice melt maybe. When getting quotes, I have little idea as to what questions to even ask. Are there different grades of concrete, methods, prep, etc.? And can you recommend anyone in the south suburbs like Tinley Park? That's from Gary.
Okay, so when it comes to concrete and asphalt, no matter what, it's all about the base. That's the key. And so you want to talk to the contractor, and you're going to say, I'd like 6 inches of compacted stone as the base. When it comes to concrete, you want 4 inches of concrete, reinforced concrete. It can either be with metal reinforcement or something called a fiber mesh. Asphalt, it would be 3 inches. And as far as a south suburb contractor, I think one of our sponsors, Andreas and Sons Construction, will go to Tinley Park. If you go to andreasconstruction.com, you can get information from them. They've been around a very long time, and we'll cover all the bases of what I just mentioned.
Yeah, Byron's great. In fact, he was just listening. He sent in a question for David Hochberg, too. Someone wants to know if Hardie Board siding is woodpecker resistant. One, their cedar is getting destroyed by a pesky one.
It is woodpecker resistant, and for the most part, woodpeckers leave it alone. But I have learned that the woodpecker is not a very bright bird. And so you may notice, if you were to do this and you think, oh my gosh, my problem is solved, they may come back just because, like, oh, this is the house I've been pecking for years. But after a while, they'll realize there's no bugs there, and you should be fine. So it's a terrific product. It's not inexpensive, but it looks fabulous.
Okay. And Glenn is online. I don't know what line, but he's got a hot water radiator system he's got a question about.
Hey, Lou. I've got a 2-flat hot water radiators. I removed one radiator upstairs after having drained a lot of water from the system. And capped the pipes. They had a pipe going in the radiator and a cap coming out. Capped them both. Now I'm trying to refill the radiators with water. And what can I do to get it done better and faster? The little fill valve in the basement on my boiler, I have that up in the central position so it would feed the water faster, but I can't get the water out of the upstairs radiators. Can't bleed them. Sorry.
Oh. You know what? We lost Lou for a second, Glenn.
I can handle this one. You want me to take this one?
What? Are you talking to me too, Steve?
Yeah, I can answer the question.
Oh, you can? Oh, Steve has an answer for you.
I understand you want to bleed.
I'll just be quiet. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, Lou's back. It's okay. Go ahead, Lou.
No, go ahead, Steve.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you if you're right. Go ahead.
Did you even get to hear the whole question, Lou?
I did not. No, unfortunately, okay. I got disconnected.
Give it to him again.
What are you guys drinking over there? Anyway, Lou, I got a two flat in the city, hot water radiators. I removed one radiator upstairs after bleeding many gallons from the system. I capped both pipes going in and out of the radiator. You know, it was just a in and out. So I capped the pipes. Now I want to bleed the water to bring it up to that level again. And I can't get enough water up there to bleed it out of the radiators.
You got to get the pump to run, you got to turn the thing on so the pump's running constantly. The fill valve that's in that system, it's an automatic fill valve. You may have to manually fill it as well. And you can bleed it, I'm assuming with the caps you don't have bleeders on it. So you're going to have to uncap those pipes and use that as like a bleeder until you start to get the water out of there. If you uncap it and get that kind of volume out of there, you should get the water out of there. But you may have to find, you know, the manual fill valve that's there, you may have to bypass it to get more water pressure through the system. I think that's what Steve was going to say.
Exactly.
Almost exactly, yeah.
Lou, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.